The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City! You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
Yeah!
Red Kingdom! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
Yeah!
Red Kingdom! Welcome to the place where we run it, place really haunted by number 50. Is DT the great, and we flaunt it, hate, and we shun it. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, I know you're gonna do it.
What?
It's like giving a kid a new toy.
That really is. God, I'm so excited still.
I can't
help it. It's just so great.
Like cloud
right?
Nine,
yeah.
Man.
I feel you're gonna hear that audio in a promotion soon.
Or you know, this audio is really good though.
Will Lutz backs up, takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
Can you cut that blocked and compare it to this blocked?
Blocked!
I can't believe it's been, what time did that game end yesterday? 3, right? 3 plus 7 is 4, 12 plus, it's been 16 hours. And the energy and the excitement and all of this stuff, man, is just still right here at the forefront of my being today, right? Like,
right.
I am still so fired up over that game yesterday. I just can't put into words how freaking awesome that was yesterday, man. It was wild.
And that's why we asked the question on the other side. What was, you know, where does this game rank all time? Can't say like, oh, Super Bowl, whatever. Like, no playoffs, none of that, right?
Because, right.
Like, you know, obviously those are going to trump over everything. But somebody also on the text line says, Dusty, there's no way you're serious that you think Patrick Mahomes should be in the MVP race. I am serious because he's got the third best odds in Vegas.
He's also 9-0 as the quarterback of a team that hasn't lost a game yet. And in the NFL, everything is based on your quarterback. That's just the way we judge things right now, right? We judge it by Super Bowls and all this kind of stuff. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of this football team. And boy, I'll tell you what, yesterday, Patrick Mahomes is a big reason why this team won. How many balls did he throw away where he should have been sacked or, you know, whatever?
Oh, like, you want some good news right now? Now here, boys.
Yeah,
Andy Reid is your favorite in Vegas to win Coach of the Year.
I told you, man. I'm glad I put that $5 bet on
Andy Reid.
I may cash in on this one. Right?
Andy Reid right now is plus 400. The next coach is Mike Tomlin at plus 450. Yep. Kevin O'Connell at plus 450. Jim Harbaugh and Dan Quinn also at plus 450. Patrick Mahomes, third best odds to win MVP. Lamar Jackson, leader in the clubhouse at plus 125. Josh Allen at plus 350. And Patrick Mahomes at plus 750.
What's going to happen after this weekend's game when Kansas City goes up to Buffalo and gets a win? Where's Patrick Mahomes going to be in the MVP conversation? Then where really is Andy Reid going to be in the Coach of the Year category? I think people are starting to realize and they're stopping to take Andy Reid for granted right now. I think people are looking around and realizing, okay, Andy Reid is the greatest coach in the NFL right now. And there's no argument. You go into the year knowing that Andy Reid is the greatest coach in the NFL. And then you're going to have to figure out who's second, third, fourth, and fifth. And I do like the fact that Mike Tomlin is up there, second best odds to get coach of the year, because he's done an unbelievable job in Pittsburgh this year. I mean, they are a legit contender right now. But I am so happy to finally see people like respecting Andy Reid, and what, for the second time in his career, potentially getting coach of the year when he could literally win it every year. Like, if he finally gets coach of the year this year, it means people are not taking Andy Reid for granted anymore.
It also means, because this is a continued text, our MVP leads the league in interceptions half the year, maybe MVP. I try to tell you guys this. Interceptions are irrelevant.
Yeah.
They don't matter anymore.
You came in here this morning and you went, how about Goff? Five interceptions. Nobody's a Goffer anymore. I said, yeah, but they won. And you said interceptions didn't matter. You're like, yep, that's true. Five interceptions for that dude last night. They won the game. Nobody
cares.
Still
won. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Blocked.
Yeah. Also, he's the best quarterback in the fourth quarter. He has no interceptions, and he's been the best quarterback on third down. Like, not even close.
Oh, it's not even close.
His team's undefeated.
And his team's undefeated. Well, actually,
like, there are other variables in football that make you a valuable player than throwing interceptions and touchdowns.
Right.
Like, also, he doesn't lead the league in interceptions.
No,
anymore.
He doesn't.
And is it
Jordan Love?
Yeah, Jordan Love.
Love, that's like three games. MVP, right?
And Patrick Mahomes is MVP. What's Patrick Mahomes have now? 12-9? Is that his touchdown interception ratio?
Yeah, so.
12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions?
Yeah.
Great, great. And when was the last time he threw an interception?
It's been 2 weeks now.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly right. It's been a while. It's like, you met that song by Stained, It's Been a While. Do you remember that one?
That's not my genre of music. You might as well start playing Look at This Photograph. And
Look at This Photograph.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know,
that's a great song,
yeah, come on,
man.
Awesome.
It really is.
It's not. It's ass.
Bigger ass, the tackles or that song?
That song.
Yeah, the tackles.
I'll take my chances with those tackles. I'll cut my damn
song.
I'll Van Gogh my damn ears if I hear that song.
Look at this photograph.
You can keep doing that, but is what'll happen to you.
No, for me, it's the best regular season game I've ever been to. And I don't say that because I'm in the moment. I say it because, yes, I'm in the moment, but also because of what it means and where we are and what we're doing and what we're living through right now, right? We are living through every day and every game history and perfection and excitement and greatness and stuff we've never lived through before, and the opportunity to go undefeated and win a third straight Super Bowl. So for me, yeah, that was the best regular season game I've ever been part of. I mean, leaving the stadium, I mean, people were like, you felt like you were flying out of the stadium, right?
Yeah, and that's a little spoiled because you guys were there. I'm just saying, like, where's that game ranked for people? Like, just watching and indulging in that game. To me, it's the best game I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Best. And
taking the playoffs away. Yes.
Regular season,
for me,
the way that game went, the way I felt from where I was to where I was, like, thinking, like, I had a whole thought process in my head. Okay, if they lose this game, what's going to be the outcome on the air tomorrow? And then immediately it was control, shift, delete.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay,
done. Yeah.
Like, it's over. Like, I look at that and I'm like, because we're all there, right? Minute 33 on the clock. Chiefs are, you know, no timeouts, can't stop the clock. They're in field goal range. Will Lutz, here we go. And then blocked, and then blocked, and it's insane because it's like, if that's any other team, it is celebrated, it is nice. Like, they had the end of the Fox game yesterday, I was watching because the Chiefs game was over there, talking to Julian Edelman. She was like, what are your biggest takeaways? And he was like, how about New England? How about those? How about that New England Patriots team? They actually showing some life,
right?
And she goes, no mention to the block of the field. He goes, those guys it's just insane what they do.
And that's how you know it's good, because everybody is just SMH with this team, right? I mean, it's unbelievable how many people that have played, watch, coach, whatever. They just go, I don't know. They just have it. I mean, and that's what makes this a special season, because you are getting plays like that. That's what makes the season even more special, because we're going to talk about this game to the end of time, guys.
Like, so, that was you'll wild. Always remember this game.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you and others, they were all there. You'll always remember where you were if you were there. I don't know where I was. I remember I damn lifted a dude, you know, my size, and threw him back. Not in anger, and just like pure blackout excitement. I'd already had probably 12 Bush lattes, but it wasn't because of that. It was because, like, here I am standing, sitting on the arm of my chair, and I don't get there very often.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, all right, all right, all right. And then it's blocked, and it's just like,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what's going on right now. Somebody mentions the 4th-and-9 play to Tyreek against the Ravens as a top game that they remember.
Yeah. Great game, great moment.
The Chargers game where Harlan goes, I'm calling both plays.
Yeah, that was fun.
They got that up there.
The Chargers walk-off Kelsey game is another one.
Yep. But this one, would just with everything that was at stake yesterday, because if they don't win that game yesterday, everybody in the national media is saying the Chiefs aren't that good. Because like I told you, they're waiting for that loss to break through the door like the Kool-Aid man to go, hey, and tell you that they're not that good. Like, people are waiting and waiting and waiting for it, and they're not getting the opportunity to do so because the Chiefs are winning in all phases of the game. That tip of the cap to Dave Tobe yesterday as well, because, you know, hey, you designed that play. Tip of the cap to Leo Chenal for recognizing that this offensive lineman may be leaning back a little bit and they could bull rush this guy. Like, everything that they recognized yesterday on special teams, that's why they're so good. Like, people wonder why this team is good. Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame if they allowed defensive coordinators into the Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fame special teams coach as well. Dave Tobe is fantastic at what he does. So, I mean, like, this is why the Chiefs are better than everybody else, because when other teams are hiring losers, we're hiring Andy Reid. We're hiring adults. We're hiring veterans. We're bringing in the best of the best. Tip of the cap to Clark Hunt for doing all that as well, and his family. Like, what? I mean, I am still so excited over this game. It's wild, man. It's wild.
We'll see if Derek Johnson has a voice on the other side on 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Bloqueo.
Blocked. The Denver call is just salty.
You've given us a new shiny toy, and we're going to play with it until the end of time.
I think everybody's good with that. Oh, my God. What a game.
Blocked.
Blocked.
The Denver Locked. Guys. People tried to blame the refs after yesterday's game. Like, of I course. Mean, it was. I mean,
if you're on X and you blame the refs, you are no longer able to be on Twitter. You are now officially.
Yep, there you go. Blocking the refs yesterday. Oh, there's too many
you
men
really
on the line
think
of scrimmage.
Patrick Mahomes is an MVP. If you don't, you are
blocked.
If you don't think Mac Morey has good looking hair, you are
damn straight.
If you don't think Bob Fesco had 9 cigs yesterday, you are.
You should have seen Mac in the parking lot yesterday.
You should see this guy's t-shirt. Good God.
Blocked.
Yeah. That's the best one.
It's just wonderful.
So butthurt.
I mean, the whole thing, man, the whole thing yesterday, just going from, oh, man, we may lose this game to holy cow, we won. Like, I didn't even see the celebration on the field. You were talking about it kind of going dark yesterday, you know, after the kick went blocked. And that's kind of how I was, because I turned around and I'm hugging people I never met before who I didn't know. I don't even know where they came from. Like, I don't know who anybody was. Like, it was one of those type of moments when you're leaving, you're just hugging people and just like unbelievable. I have never walked out of a stadium in such excitement in the regular season like yesterday. Everybody's doing the chop down the spirals on the way out. Yes. Everybody's celebrating. Everybody's hugging. People are carrying each other. I mean, it was just nuts.
I feel like I was
inside
floating
that.
Outside of the stadium.
You really did yesterday, right? Like, everybody felt like they were just lifted up and carried out yesterday. And boy, man, I tell
it's
you
incredible.
What. Just a day to remember and a moment to remember in a season to remember. And that's what I love about it is we're all living this together. We're all experiencing this together. And again, this is what sports is all about. Why we get up in the morning and say we love sports, right? Because of moments like that. There are some trying times, obviously. But for the most part, man, we wake up in the morning and we go, this is why I love sports. That's an I love sports moment on steroids from yesterday, but it reassures you as a 47-year-old man, I can still get like a kid when great things happen on the field, man.
I'm proud of you guys for just hanging with it. And Leo, I'll treat you to a cheeseburger.
Of course he will.
I love that for Leo Chenal.
Yeah.
Let's have an appreciation topic real quick before we get Derek Johnson, who will join us in about 3 minutes. That's a guy that was part of the revamped defense, right? And this is where I found this sort of sports irony for the Chiefs. The best pick in that draft class was Trent McDuffie.
Mm-hmm.
The worst defensive player yesterday was Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, he was bad yesterday,
Trent
right?
McDuffie's kryptonite apparently is Courtland Sutton.
Yep. Ran
and
right
Leo
by him.
Leo Chenal, in his draft class, his draft mate, was the biggest player on defense yesterday because of that play.
Yep.
Now, 27 had himself a day, too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
27 had himself a day. But sometimes in this sport, and especially on this team, guys that seem to be all world get picked up by somebody else who you might not think is going to have that moment. And Leo Chenal in this game helps everybody have the men in black mind eraser to Trent McDuffie. That was probably the worst I've seen Trent McDuffie play in his entire career. And I think he'd probably say the same thing too. He's like, 14 cooked me today.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting there. We're all going, like, everybody watching the games going, is that McDuffie getting beat? And it's like, yes, you know, tough day.
Yeah.
But at the end, it didn't matter because you have George Karlaftis and Leo Chenal in your draft class. Karlaftis with a sack, I believe,
yesterday.
Big sack, big play.
Yep.
And that's where it all starts to make sense when you think about this defense and you go back to a few years ago when they drafted Cook, McDuffie, Karlaftis, and Chenal all in that draft class. And Mitch Holtis alluded to it in our interview on Friday, where it's like those guys are a brotherhood because that was the sculpture, you know, shift into what is going to be this defense of facelift. And that's those are the leaders of that defense. Like those guys with Chris Jones is why this defense is great. And sometimes you're not going to have your best from your best, but you're going to get a big time best play from somebody who can pick that guy up.
And that's why when you look at the way that Brett Veach has built this roster as well, too, you've got guys on the roster that can step it up. Like you don't have to have your stars contribute every single day, because there are going to be days, no matter how good you are, like Trent McDuffie, you have an off day. Somebody needs to step up. And they've got guys on the roster that can do that. I would imagine 90% of the NFL teams don't have a roster where guys can step up like Leo Chenal did yesterday. Or 90% of these teams in the NFL have a day where their number one cornerback, all-world cornerback, gets beat. They don't win those football games, but this team does because they've got a roster from 1 to 53 that has guys on it that can play at this level and probably could start for a lot of other teams in the NFL.
It was a good weekend for Texas. It was a good weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's now time to get to Derek Johnson.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, 7:25 on a Monday, a victory red Monday once again. That's 9 straight. For your boys here that we call Fesco and Dusty, Derek Johnson joins us now, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you. Also brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. DJ, welcome to the show. I have to ask, have you ever blocked a field goal in your life?
I have, only in college. But
how'd it feel?
When you block a field goal, it means a lot. Everybody knows, you go through the, you try not to go through the motions when it comes to field goal block during practice, because it's, you know, it's the same thing. You have maybe a little tweak here or there to see, you know, if you can get some pressure in there, but just blocking a field goal is just, it's not probable. It's just not going to, you know, percentage wise, it's not going to happen much, but, it came at the right time yesterday.
So you would say it's kind of lucky to block a field goal?
Well, you know, the word luck is, in football, that's no such thing. It's more about just when your preparation meets opportunity. That's what luck is in football. So we always want to, don't get me wrong, we call it maybe the ball bounces your way. But you could call it what you want to, but we got it yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt they got it yesterday. And a lot of it does go to Dave Tobe and Leo Chenal and recognizing that this guy couldn't stand upright, and so they were going to bull rush him and push him in the next week. But to have it all come together, too, I mean, how many plays and things do you guys design every week that if it doesn't, like, if everybody doesn't do what they're supposed to do, the play just doesn't work, and everything just came together on that play, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you.
There's a lot of coaching and a lot of strategic planning throughout the week that people do not see. Even players do not see. There's a lot of thought process that goes in every single play just to get the edge. And you just never know when that play is going to make the difference. And yesterday, Denver played good enough to win. they did play good enough to win, but we played better, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Derek Johnson with us here on 96.5 The Fan. You know, that for me leaving Arrowhead yesterday, DJ, that was the best feeling I've ever had leaving a regular season game. What was the best regular season game you were part of? Like maybe most memorable moment or biggest opportunity, however you want to phrase it. What was your best regular season game?
We had something kind of happen like that. I believe we were playing against the Chargers. I don't know what year it was. It was in Andy Reid era, I believe. But at the end of the game, Studebaker had jumped on the ball. It was some kind of fumble from the snap from Rivers, and I thought Rivers had it, and we came up with it. We needed it. It was just like, oh my goodness, what happened? This is when you have those. Like, football is a hard sport. Like, it's very hard, especially when you're trying to execute and do things at a high level. And when you get a break. Break maybe is not the right word, but when you get a something that really goes your way, man, it's a great feeling. So all those smiles and shout out to Leo just for being a guy that's just been working his tail off. I've been hearing a lot of things about him. He doesn't say much, but he's just a workaholic when it comes to the weight room, when it comes to, hey, coach wants me to play Sam backer. He wants me to play defensive end. He wants me to play linebacker in the middle of the field. It's just like, man, it's pretty cool when those guys get credit.
DJ, I'd like to know, because obviously in the film, how does that get broke down to the team when they go over that block play? Like, where do they give, you know, they zone in on that? What's kind of the reaction after the reaction of the game?
Oh my goodness! What do you mean? So
when they go through the film and look at it, like, and they dissect it and they explain, because you know, obviously, like, everybody's on a high after it happens, like, oh my gosh, it's great. But like, how do they kind of like dissect that as a team? You know, after it's happened, like, where does the credit go? Like, where do they give? Like, you know, was it this sort of thing? And then like, what's kind of the nuggets of all that, like, getting broke down by the coaches?
Yeah. So. Leo's the guy, right? Leo's the hero at the end of the day, but there is a lot of detail work going around him, meaning the push when it comes to the defensive line, when it comes to the end of the field goal block. I'm talking about like guys like Justin Reed coming off the edge. When you have good energy and you're working really hard, I'm talking about the guys around Leo, man, you'll be surprised how it connects the dots at where you say, man, if you really slow it down, you say, man, Leo wouldn't have made this if this guy didn't have a great push right here, or Reed didn't get off the edge really, really fast, and they were worried about him, so they had more emphasis and a focus on trying to hit the outside arm, and Leo's up in the middle. So, I mean, it's definitely a team play or team victory, especially when somebody gets the credit in football. A lot of people are doing some good things around them, and I'm sure Leo will say that throughout the week.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's going to give everybody credit, and rightfully so, because that was a game where the offense just couldn't get going yesterday because of the position of tackle and other tackle and third tackle. We're not real good yesterday, so the defense obviously balled out yesterday to help bail out the offense in a game where they just couldn't get their footing. How concerned are you right now about the tackles for this organization?
I am a little concerned, just because, you know, our guy is getting touched way too much, and part of it's the line, part of it is Pat, I'm sure, at times, driving back too deep, probably not dissecting the play as quickly as he usually does. But, you know, hats off to Denver. I mean, they did a good job. We haven't been killing it this year, but we've been, you know, pretty efficient and making plays when we need to. Yesterday, we were a couple plays short. We wasn't way off. We were a couple plays short, and we just kind of Well, I mean, it's 14-3. I mean, you know, and we still find a way to get back in the game. Defense plays lights out second half, and we find a way to get back on top. And Kelce doing what he does. I love when he has a bunch of catches. But yep. Kareem Hunt didn't have that many rushing yards. Wasn't that effective. But in the passing games, you go passing the ball. So, I mean, it's just – we just find a way to get it done. It was an ugly win. Man, that W sure looks pretty.
What are you looking forward to this week coming up against the Bills?
Oh, man, this is playoff football. This is kind of giving them a taste of what's coming down the barrel. Obviously, we won't, you know, be in Buffalo during the playoffs, but being able to show them and get the confidence saying, hey, it comes to Kansas City and hopefully we can get a win there. That really hurts a team's confidence when you can go in there and beat them at their own house. It's going to be tough regardless. This is not a must win for us, but it's one of these games where you want to look good. You want to beat this team because we're going to see this team. So you don't want to go down here and lay an egg and which we won't, but you want to have a good showing because this game will be back at the end of the year.
And really for a perception standpoint too, because as I've been saying for the last few weeks, the national media is just waiting for a loss so they can kick down the door like the Kool-Aid man and be like, I told you so, the Chiefs aren't that good. So if they go up to Buffalo and get this win and move to 10-0, I mean, how can anybody say anything negative about this organization right now?
Man, that's what I would think. I just think, you know, when you're winning like we are, you know, everybody's going to want to, you know, take a poke at the bear. They want to take, they want to, you know, because we're not perfect. We do have some holes here and there in our team, but we're winning. We're finding ways to win. I mean, you know, when the offense isn't on, the defense is on. When the defense isn't on, the offense is more efficient than usual. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we need a play from the field goal block, we get one. So, yep. I mean, it's, man, it's the ultimate team game. I love what we're putting out there. We have so much confidence to be 14-3 and still come back and do what we did. I'm not surprised, but I'm excited about where we at as always.
No doubt about it, DJ. Well, you know, enjoy this one for about another 6 to 7 hours. You got to get gear up for Buffalo. We'll talk to you next Monday, and hopefully we're 10-0 and continuing to do this, my man.
No, yeah. Take it easy.
You bet. Derek Johnson there, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union member owner, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers Local number 2.
Yeah. Would you rather be a Jet or a Cowboy today? Neither, right?
Don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's your boy right there.
Oh, look, there's Coach Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He looks like Negan mixed with CM Punk. And if you don't get either one of those references, that's okay.
Is he going to retire? There's a $45 million cap hit for that cap.
I would love it if they benched him. Like, to me, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be amazing.
And then the team, you know how like...
You think he'll bench himself?
It'd be funny. No.
I mean...
It'd be funny if
who's going to do it?
I think he'd bench himself. I think we're getting there, man.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
He sucks in so many different ways.
This team's terrible.
He sucks.
And he doesn't like football.
He's ruined
anymore.
Lives.
No, he didn't get the Jeopardy job.
No, he doesn't even like
football.
I mean,
he ruined Robert Saleh's life.
No, he didn't. He made Robert Saleh's life great.
Robert's
he's out
it.
Of New York.
Well, there is that, but he did lose his job.
For
man,
now,
you know?
But everybody, we were having this discussion yesterday with some buddies of mine. Everyone in the NFL knows it wasn't Saleh's fault.
Yeah, do you think Saleh gets another opportunity,
yes,
though?
Yes.
Eventually.
You think so?
Not right away.
No, but eventually. Dan Quinn, he'll be the next Dan Quinn.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
That's good. That's a good comparison.
But this is what happened. Happens when you turn your franchise over to a player like this is
what happens when you turn your franchise over to a narcissistic douchebag.
Yeah, well, there is that, but I'm saying like oh, let's let the players have say and who the, like there's a great tweet
who's
that I
done
just
that,
saw
though, outside of the Jets.
That may be it. I mean, you could have said
let Montana have say when he was here in the 90s.
No, but you could have said he did that maybe Tom Brady a little bit, but he won you a Super Bowl, so nobody cares because he brought all his guys down.
Belichick
there.
Is the general manager.
No, I'm talking Tampa.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like,
because he brought his guys, and
yeah.
but you ended up winning
but
a Super
Bruce
Bowl.
Still had some cojones on that sideline.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah,
he had that box over his shoulder, whatever it was.
He had that fanny pack thing.
And then he had
that Kangol hat on.
And he still had. He had his.
He was ready to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
You had Peyton maybe out in Denver a little bit, but again, you still won a Super Bowl. The Russell Wilson thing, I think, is
that
another,
sure, but
another
failed
one that went
that
failed epically. And then,
yeah,
you know,
that
so
that's a good one.
So sometimes, like, you just, like, just because you're such a good quarterback doesn't mean you're good at anything else. Like, I'm not turning my franchise over to a player and having no checks and balances in place, especially a narcissistic douchebag.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he's ninth on this list that I'm about to talk to you about. As quarterbacks with the highest winning percentage when trailing at the half since 2000. So for the last 24 years, this is the list of quarterbacks. I'm not going to give you all of them, but Tom Brady's number two on the list. He has got a winning percentage of about 42%
right,
when trailing in the second half since 2000. Patrick Mahomes has the lead in the clubhouse.
Yep.
He has a 61% chance at winning.
Let's
when
go.
Trailing in the second half, Tom Brady's number two at 42%, almost 22%. Patrick Mahomes is the reason why kids screw the curve in tests.
Yeah.
Because he's the one out here be like, I'm not going to get an A-. I'm going to get an A+. Everybody else, sorry.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, in the times when it matters, is 20% less than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Played more games, more opportunities. We'll see that number kind of drop a little bit. Maybe.
Maybe, but it's a minimum of 50 games played. Like, look, this is why when people talk about, well, he's got 9 interceptions, and why should he be the MVP? Because he knows how to win when it matters most. That's what MVPs do. They know how to win in the toughest of situations. Mm. And as Dusty mentioned, the 33rd team put out there, the QBs with the highest winning percentage when trailing at the half since 2000, Patrick Mahomes has won 61% of
disgusting.
Those games. 61% of those games. And then it says massive gap.
No,
yeah. To Tom Brady.
And, 40,
and then Russell Wilson at 3. 40%.
And not only that, to parlay that with another stat that's just outrageous, the same handle, the 33rd team.
Nobody won more than 50% of their games except for Patrick Mahomes.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Like,
42%
wild.
Is Tom Brady in second.
Second.
Patrick Mahomes also has the highest winning percentage in one-score games for any quarterback in NFL history at 70%.
And that's, again, why he's the MVP, because you win games late and you win games that are close.
Because you don't win those games if you don't have him because of his value.
And you don't have him. That's exactly right. You don't win those games. You're not winning second-half games. You're not winning fourth-quarter games.
Credit where credit's due. On the text line, another guy who is kind of like Aaron Rodgers when it comes to coaches and coaching the team, LeBron James.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. How's that working out in L.A. right now with
they're okay.
With his coach, du jour.
Yeah, with J.J. Redick. Yeah, I mean Michael Jordan as a GM. Like,
yeah,
worked.
Michael Jordan.
Didn't go great.
No, not
it
so good.
Wasn't awesome.
But the Bulls didn't turn their team over to Michael Jordan. The Wizards may have.
Yeah. And the Hornets.
Didn't work out for him.
So you said QBs when trailing with the highest winning percentage, when trailing at the half since 2000. So this is... Patrick Mahomes, this is from a guy at the AP. Patrick Mahomes has a better win percentage in a game. He's trailed by 10-plus points in a regular season or playoffs. 57.6% he's won those games when trailing by 10 or more points. He has a better win percentage than these QBs have in their entire careers when he's trailing 10-plus. Philip Rivers, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Eli Manning, Dan
Fouts. And those are guys not trailing. That's just in general.
That's in general. That's their win percentage. Mahomes has a better win percentage when trailing by 10-plus.
Tell me again why he's not the MVP, please.
Come
like,
on, man.
Stop looking at stats.
He's
stop.
Simply too good.
Stop looking at stats and look at reality. When the chips are down, you don't want anybody else in the free world to be the quarterback of your football team or maybe even somebody on your baseball team than Patrick Mahomes. This guy knows how to win, and that is something that is not coachable, that is not teachable. He has the it factor, and that's why he's the MVP of this league, because he gets it done when it matters most. That's what an MVP is all about. Anybody can play good in the fourth quarter in September. Patrick Mahomes plays his best in the fourth quarter late in games when they're trailing and leads this team to wins. Find me another definition of an MVP. I'll wait.
Okay. You'll be waiting for a while.
I'll wait.
El Blackero. I want to get a decal on my car, like the driving crooner, but to be like a Patrick Mahomes decal. So when people drive by, it's just like a headband in the hair.
You can get that. We have it on our front door.
Block out!
You got to be right next to me. You got to be right next to me. Coming up on the other side, we have a discussion because there's things you love to see on a Sunday that don't just involve the Chiefs winning. We'll explain on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. In case you've missed the audio,
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season is Lutz, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper.
Who?
Raboni? Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
He sounded like Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park when the little the Barbasol can opens, that high squeak laugh. Stephen Hughes just losing his mind in the booth, too.
It's funny because Stephen in Iowa sent me a message last night. He goes, there's a subtle laugh after Mitch says it's blocked, it's blocked. And if Mac can isolate it, I feel like it would be up there with, you know, where we gonna park or, you know, Frank White math and stuff like that. I'm like that right there, that Danon laugh is just, I think, exactly how we were all feeling, right? Like, geez, I can't believe this again. Like, they just find ways to win, and that's what separates them from everybody else. Great teams find ways to win. They do the little things that equal big things, which convert into wins. Bad teams don't do that. Even good teams don't do that all the time. It's the great teams that know how to find ways to win. And the Chiefs did that again yesterday. I was just talking to one of the guys in our office that's a Bronco fan because he just moved in from Denver, right?
What do you mean our office?
Yeah, JR down here.
There's nobody here but us.
Yeah, the Bronco fan. And he goes, we're just never going to beat you guys. And I said, yeah, that's probably true. Like Denver just kind of resigned to the fact that you can try, you can try, you can try, but you're not going to find a way to beat this team.
Blocked.
Before we get into what I want to talk about, which is who had, you know, the worst weekend, am I just new to this, or is this like been the way it's always been? Like, that game was so exciting, and the Chiefs are 9-0, and there's literally people out there that are Chiefs fans that are just angry today. Like, am I new to this?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Mac was talking in my ear.
Maybe they're not angry. But and then you go and do that. Maybe they're not angry, but like, I get it. You're not going to please everybody. And I'm trying to like be the best I can at like being nice and doing nice things for people. But like, we're not the text from the 913. We're not having this conversation about Mahomes unless that field goal is blocked.
Oh, come on.
Also,
man.
The Chiefs winning was because of the defense. The defense had to get those stops yesterday when the offense was stagnant. He missed throws yesterday. He was not great.
See, this is why I gave up the text line for Lent.
And I understand this, why you gave it up. But, like, I had no idea that there are really Chiefs fans out there like this. Like, I want to take time because Fesco says this all the time, and I'm not trying to turn into Bob, but for a second I'm going to. Like, you are taking this way out of context, because like you're taking this for granted is what that texter is doing. The fact that you wake up on a morning after a game like that and to bitch and moan and complain because Patrick Mahomes didn't throw 34 for 39 for 355 and 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, have a rating of 158.3, you're upset. You just won a divisional game. You locked up your division. Yes, it's the defense's fault that they were winning yesterday because that's a good thing. Yes, it's okay if he doesn't throw for 900 yards. Guess what? Are you mad that Kareem Hunt didn't run for 40 yards or more because your bet didn't hit? Like, how are people like this in the world of the Chiefs? Yeah, they are 9-0 and they're great.
Yeah, welcome to my world, man. And I'm serious.
My brother complained all night last night. Spoiled. You sound like spoiled ass kids in Leawood or Mission Hills because you didn't get VR for Christmas, but your daddy makes $6.5 million a year. Enjoy this. Have fun. I don't want to be this type of Dusty. I've done this 4 or 5 times in my life. You all with this negative mindset that keeps coming in. How can you have this conversation about Patrick Mahomes? How can you think that he was good yesterday? Because he won the damn game.
Yeah, they won him. But
in the fourth quarter.
I'm just going to tell you, stop reading the text line.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's your life. You can live that life. I want to know things. Like, why are people like this?
I don't care why they're like that. They're quite frankly not people that I want to associate with after a big win win yesterday.
Like, that is insane to me.
If you walked
away. Go be a Jets fan. Go be a Cowboys fan. Yeah. Go call your buddy. I'll call my buddy Mike Price today, and I'll say, how you feel on this Sunday? He goes, dude, my team sucks. I hate it. I envy you. I have this envy for Chiefs fans. Yeah, you know what I can tell my buddy Mike, who's a diehard Cowboys fan who refuses to lose his fandom? I'm like, boy, how about those Chiefs? He goes, man, you guys got something there. But I've got a guy on the text line today that's pissed because Mahomes didn't throw for 305 and have a rate. Come on.
Yeah, like see that for me.
What are we doing?
I just don't need those folks in my life
the
right
KC
now.
Current
I really
win.
Don't. Yeah.
Mizzou won. KU beat a ranked opponent.
KU won. How about
Colorado
that?
Won. Yeah. Unnecessary in this conversation. And the Chiefs won.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't read the text line. I'm just not going to do it. Yeah,
I know you're not going to do it. I get it, but I'm going to.
I know, but don't give them the time of day.
I am
going to
give them the time of day because they're getting crushed by the true people.
I know, but we've got thousands of fans that walked out of that stadium on cloud nine yesterday that were hugging and celebrating and were so much fun. The people who are probably texting in sat in their basement yesterday, their parlay didn't hit or their fantasy team lost, and they don't have any friends.
We're not having this discussion today if that field goal is not blocked. Guess what? It was blocked.
It was blocked, though. You know what? And if
I
didn't
have fun with it.
And if I didn't have a, well, I'd be an ant. Okay. So there's a lot of like what ifs out there. And again, like I'm at a state in my life right now, and I'm gonna get real for a minute here.
You're not a real Chiefs fan if you're complaining today.
Look, I'm 47 Fact. Years old, okay? I've seen a lot in sports. I've seen a lot in life. I told Mac a while back, there's not a lot of good surprises that you have in life. Most of the surprises that you get are bad or negative. There's a lot of negativity in the world today. And sports, especially in Kansas City at this point in time, is one of those things that is very joyful. And and with the Royals doing what they did and the current on the cusp of winning a championship and all the three locals having themselves a weekend and, you know, and like Monday morning, man. And after that Chiefs game and you're not excited and you're not having a good time, I just don't have room for you in my life anymore. I don't have time for the negativity when we're sitting at 9-0. Life is too short to bitch and moan right. that Patrick Mahomes didn't do enough for you to cash in your parlay or for you to win your fantasy game or whatever the case may be. Stop getting down in the stats that don't matter and look at the stats that do matter and look at what does matter in life. Because for 3 hours yesterday, we watched a football team go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. And it looked like they may lose a football game and they found a way to win it. And 76,000 fans erupted and celebrated and loved life and were hugging and we were kissing total strangers. And we felt like we were being carried out of a stadium on cloud nine. I got to be honest with you. I just don't have time in my life for negative people because they suck and they suck the energy. They suck the brain cells. They suck the life. They suck the joy. And we're all battling stuff, whether it's whatever the case may be. Everybody knows what they're battling in life. And when you can have a football team that can win games and take your mind off of what's going on that's not right in the world or something that you don't like or you had a bad weekend at work and you can watch this football team win a game and have the, like, I almost cried. I can't tell you how many times yesterday because of how emotionally spent I was and excited I was after that game yesterday. Like, I wanted to cry multiple times yesterday. Right. I'm hugging people I don't know. I had such a great day yesterday. The team won. The city's alive. This is a 9-0 football team. We're the best in the NFL.
But by God, could Patrick Mahomes play better?
Yeah, see, and that right like, there, like, I just don't have room for that in my life. I just don't.
I just, you know, if that's your mindset today, go back and watch every game of the 2012 season and let me know where you're at after that, because I'll take 9-0. I'll take this team. And I know I wasn't supposed to get off the rails there, but it is what it is. I have to address that sort of stuff because I want to make sure that I'm not in the minority. I want to make sure that I'm okay.
I think a lot of times it's the vocal minority that we give so much attention to, and we just got to stop doing that.
And, you know, it's,
in everything,
you know, I mean, somebody says, and I'll address this. I will. LOL, Dusty, you can't get upset because people are being realistic about Pat, not playing. It's Patrick, by the way, not playing that well right now. It's okay, man. And also to say people aren't real Chiefs fans is a terrible look. Some of us have been fans longer than you've been alive. Let me be realistic for you. And I know I'm late and I'm going to get in trouble with my boss today during my meeting. I don't care. You're not understanding the big picture. Patrick Mahomes is 9-0. If you're upset, I mean, I can get the numbers out, man. I don't understand it.
It's not like, Pat, but this is a team game too. That's the other thing. And that's the beauty of it. If Patrick doesn't play his best, they find ways to win. If another team has a quarterback that doesn't play his best, the Jets, they don't find ways to win. The Dallas Cowboys.
He was 28 of 42, 266 a touchdown, zero interceptions. He was sacked four effing times.
Yeah.
He had no time to throw the ball. He had a huge, huge run that you're probably not giving him any credit for on one freaking ankle, by the way, is what he's playing on. And he had zero fumbles while getting sacked, and he still pulled a 92 rating out of his ass. So if you want to say that I'm not a fan because you've lived longer than me, I've got two birds for you, and you, my sir, are S-A-W-F-T soft.
Yeah, but again, I mean,
Don't tell me that you're old and I'm not a Chiefs fan. I lived in 2012. I watched Damon Heward, Brady Quinn, Brody Croyle. I watched all those guys my entire life. I've done that. I've been there.
And I don't care what you have. And if you're,
I'm enjoying this. If
you're going to want like breaking down this like whole true Chiefs fan nonsense, which I think is a joke anyway. If you're sitting there and you're saying somebody's not a true Chiefs fan because you lived through it all, then you should really be enjoying these moments because you lived through crap, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you lived through 50 years of S-H-I, fill in the last letter,
correct, right?
Of an organization that couldn't get out of their own way. And if you live through all of that, God love you. You're old and appreciate you being on the earth for this long. If you live through that, if you live through the Frank Gans years, if you live through from really the end of basically Hank Stram to the beginning of Marty Schottenheimer, and you live through all of that, and then you live through Gunther Cunningham, and you live through Herm Edwards, and you live through Todd Haley, that should give you even more of an appreciation for what's going on right now. And you should be wrapping your arms around it and loving it up instead of sitting there and figuring out ways that the world is ending when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Because
it's not just about one player. It's not about one position. It's not about one anything.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about this entire team, and this entire team right now is the best in the NFL. So again, I can't go down the negative route. I'm not going to let myself go down there. I've cleaned the text line out of my life because negative texts like that get to me.
All right.
And I'm 47 years old and my mental health is too important. And I don't care what you think about Patrick Mahomes not having a 158.3.
Let's go to break.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.